Don't forget, folks, I'm out this Thursday and Friday, and next Thursday and Friday. So Bill O'Reilly will be here coming up later on this morning at 8:40. That's a big, big deal. Ziggy Flicker. Ziggy going to come back tomorrow. She killed it last week. And then Wednesday, live in studio. This is very special. Coming up either 9:15 or 9:30, Natalie Sanandaji, happens to be a 28-year-old young lady who survived the music festival where 260 people were murdered on October the 7th. She survived it. Beautiful girl. She's going to join us coming up in studio on Wednesday morning. But I told you already this morning, earlier, more than once, about the incredible day Danielle and I had Saturday in Woodmere with my dear friend, the great assemblyman for the better part of four decades in Borough Park, Brooklyn, the king of all Jews, Dov Hyken. Then here he is on this Monday morning, my dear friend Dov. Dov, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good, Sid. Everyone is still talking about this past Shabbos, this past Saturday, you being here in the five towns. I didn't realize you were such a superstar, Sid. You know, people were just like in love with you and appreciate everything that you do, and it was just amazing. You touched everyone's heart. That I could tell you, Sid. It was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, if you're saying it was amazing, you could just imagine how it was for Danielle and I. And you made Danielle cry during your speak at the Kiddush, and then I had a chance to speak as well. By the way, she loves Shani. I think you were surprised when I broke out my old Baruch Adonai Hamborok Le'olam Va'ed and read that Hebrew so fluently. But listen, as I said during my little speech there that day, I'm not the most religious of Jews. I'm not. But I love my Judaism as much as anyone. And I was a yeshiva boy for many, many, many years. My father was a conservative / Orthodox Jew. Hopefully he's smiling from the heavens. And what happened on Saturday between the Shabbos service, having an aliyah, which was a very, very big deal, to you and I speaking at the Kiddush, to the beautiful lunch at Rabbi Bloomstein and Mimi's house, even my old friend Gene Stevens of 46 years being in attendance, it was just a perfect day, Dov. So we want to thank you, Danielle and I, from the bottom of our hearts.
And look, I want to thank you again for not just being someone who supports Israel and the Jewish people. You know, a lot of people do that. They go through the motions. They say what they need to say. They read from the script. You don't read from the script ever. It's your heart. It's your soul. It's who you are as a person. And you are clearly a proud American. You love this country. And you are a very, very proud Jew. And the courage that you display in standing up and speaking out, you don't hold the punches. You say it as it is, as it needs to be said. Like I said, you know, it was just an amazing day that we cannot stop talking about, and the people in the community, I just got to tell you, way beyond just our synagogue, it's like people want you back. They want to hear you. They want to take you to Israel. That's what they're all talking about. Sid has not been in Israel. How's that possible? So that's going to happen. No question about that. But Sid, I love you. I adore you. And by the way, as much as I love you, your wife is even more amazing. Danielle is a superstar. I think everyone saw that. She's just a special, special woman. And look, now I understand who you are because, you know, you guys are a team. There's no question about it. So thank you for giving us a day that we will never forget.
Us too. It was just great. Even Judge Proust was great to see him too. He has since contacted me on Instagram and his lovely wife. So tell me, Dov, you've been back a couple of weeks now from Israel. You're right. I've never been, but all of a sudden I'm getting direct messages on Instagram and emails and text messages. I swear I'm not exaggerating, from tons of people who want to finance. They literally want to finance the trip to send this show to Jerusalem and do it live for a couple of days. And I'm going to do it, whether it's, mid-January or early February. My plan is to do these shows live from Israel. But a few of the people on Facebook and Instagram did express concern about safety. Now, I'm not worried about it. I'm going to go. I actually feel probably less safe on the streets of New York with all these cops going away than Jerusalem. But with the folks that are worried about safety, if we take this show there, are their concerns legitimate or exaggerated?
Exaggerated, and there's absolutely nothing to be concerned about. I just want to mention that Shani and I are going back to Israel next week for one single purpose, and that is to be helpful. You know, it's about everybody doing their part. So we're going to be, you know, whether it's in hospitals, with the army, you know, flipping burgers and whatever I can do, Shani and I, to make a difference. This is the time to, you know, to answer the call of duty. Look, we have Israeli soldiers dying. I mean, beautiful, each one of them, absolutely beautiful, giving their life for the Jewish people, not just for the people of Israel, for the Jewish people and for the world, in defeating this monstrous, barbaric organization. So there is absolutely nothing to be concerned about. We're going back. Can't wait to be there with you, no question about it. Nothing to be worried about. And so, you know, we're going to plan that trip, make it happen. And I can't wait, Sid, to take you to and show you the beauty of the state of Israel and the people of Israel. You cannot imagine. You know, sometimes you read the headlines, war, terrorism. But let me tell you what's happening in the state of Israel, the growth, the beauty. You know, I just can't wait to, you know, I'm going to enjoy every moment watching your face say, wow, unbelievable.
Well, I'm looking forward to
that. That is going to happen, Sid, no question, soon.
I think it is, too, and very soon. And I look forward to that day when you and Shani and me and my son Gabriel and Danielle, we've always talked about going to the Wailing Wall and davening there. Of course, he'd never done that. I never did that with my dad. God rest his soul. Miss him every day. Never did it. And there's a lot of spots, of course, we're going to want to see, depending on how long we're there and how many shows we actually do. But certainly the Wailing Wall has come up in conversation. And I know at lunch, for example, on Saturday between the Rabbi Bloomstein and Mimi and you and your wife and all the folks at the table, a lot of discussion about a lot of places in Israel we'd have to go take a look at in the short time that we're there. Yes?
There is no question about it. There's no way you're going without seeing what you need to see. You know, from one end of Israel, north, south, east, west, it is just an amazing country. In spite of the challenges and the difficulties, that country is growing unbelievably. So I can't wait for you to be there and enjoy every single moment. You know, I can't wait to get off the plane and you see what that looks like. And you say, this is Israel. Amazing, amazing place, Sid. And again, what can I say? You and I know each other, but you came out here. People just wanted to touch you. I can only tell you that I have never gotten so many messages on my phone from people all over the community, from people that were there, that were touched by what you said and the way you spoke and what you do every single day. You are a man of courage, and there's something else that's important. It's about leadership. It's about being a leader, and that's exactly. You demonstrate to others the difference that one individual can make for the cause, and that's what. And let me tell you, your father watched every single moment, and he had such nachas, which is pleasure, no question about it. Everything he felt, he enjoyed watching his son in synagogue. You know, you went up to the Torah to make the blessing. I thought I was going to have to, you know, I was right next to you because I had the one right before. I said, let me be there to make sure, you know, I can help you if I need to. Forget it. You did it better than I did.
No, I can still do my thing. I went to not one but two yeshivas, Ocean Primary Elementary School in Canarsie, and then Solomon Schechter High School on Church Avenue in East 5th in Brooklyn. So I am well-educated and well-versed. I don't speak it fluently, obviously, Hebrew, but I can certainly read it. And I was touched, too, by the amount of folks who said, I don't even live here. I live in Cedarhurst. I live in Lawrence. I live in, you know, these other towns that made their way to your synagogue that Saturday morning. That was amazing.
Standing room only, absolutely packed. No question about it. I mean, we had to sort of in advance be careful not to overload the place. But it was packed. There were not enough seats for people to actually sit down. And by the way, what do you say about Rabbi Bloomstein, my rabbi, and his missus, Mimi? They are absolutely amazing.
I love them. I love them dearly. And my friend Gene Stevens, who, you know, we used to call him Gino. He grew up in Wabash in Coney Island. I didn't even know he was Jewish. I thought he was Italian. I swear to you, though, for like 30 years. And then he married Susan, and he met Bloomstein. And the reason why Gino today is such an observant Jew, I mean, he's right there with you, is because of the rabbi and his wife. And he's told me that before. And meeting the rabbi on Saturday, I see why. Man, what a special man. Mimi, her mom. I love the fact that she has her father's jacket on the chair in the kitchen to pay respects to him. He just passed away. It's just a beautiful family. So in the final 60 seconds, Dove, tell me this. Today is Joe Biden's birthday. He turns 81. He's got young kids across this country angry with him because he's too pro-Israel. Yet I can make a very good argument that he's complicit in this war because of all the funding and non-restrictions he's had with Iran over not one but two administrations. How do you feel about the U.S.'s role so far in this Israel-Hamas war?
You know, I'm actually surprised that Biden has stood strong with regard to a ceasefire. But on the other hand, you are absolutely correct. The culprit in all of this, whether it's Hamas, Hezbollah, et cetera, is Iran. And it is the Democrats, the Biden administration, the Obama-Biden administration that empowered them, that gave them tens of billions of dollars. Look at the structures underground that the Israelis are uncovering in Gaza. Those things cost billions of dollars. Guess where the money came from? It came as a result of Obama-Biden giving the money to Iran, thinking that you could deal with Iran, you could trust Iran. How foolish and stupid.
The United States Border Patrol has exciting and rewarding career opportunities with the nation's largest law enforcement organization. Border Patrol agents enjoy great pay, outstanding federal benefits, and up to $20,000 in recruitment incentives. If you are looking for a way to serve something greater than yourself, consider the U.S. Border Patrol. Learn more online at cbp.gov/careers/USBP. That's cbp.gov/careers/USBP.
Well said, and that's why no matter what Biden says, no matter what he says, and he said some very, very nice things, I know the truth. And the truth is, again, he's complicit because no matter what he says, he helped fund this attack. I love you. I love Shani. I love your son. I love Rabbi Bloomstein. I love Mimi. I love Saturday. I very much look forward to our next day together in Shul and our upcoming trip to Israel. I can't wait. Dov Hyken, thank you so much.
Thank you for being who you are, Sid. We love you.
I love you, too. Dov Hyken, folks, that is a very special man. And what a beautiful family. My God. All of them. All the Hykens. Very, very special people.